preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Indeed, we can. Us country folks. This is your Trump Phenomenon radio show with your country folk, James Kelso, talking to you from the nether regions of North Dakota through the good graces of the Republic Broadcasting Network, based down in Texas, and that's where you're sending your report there to republicbroadcasting.org. Today is August 3rd, 2022, and we'll be together for the next 60 minutes. You're welcome to call in. Once again, you know, I think the pace will quicken, and we'll be having lots of Trump events as the pace quickens. But the Trump events, not that frequent as of yet. And so that gives you a lot of time to talk here on the show at your favorite phone number, 512-248-8252. So don't be shy. You can call in starting now, anytime. I'll put you on the air. And you can add your thoughts to the Trump phenomenon. I'll tell you, somebody who put an interesting thought on his golf bag at the Trump International Golf Tournament at his New Jersey Golf Club, and that was his son Eric on two places on his golf bag. It says, like, embroidered into the bag, or very deliberate, big bright red, white, and blue, Trump 2024. That's Eric Trump's golf bag, proclaiming Trump 2024. So again, anybody out there that has, for some strange reason, has some doubt as to whether Donald Trump is going to be your presidential candidate in 2024, I'll tell you, well, Eric's golf bag, and he's out there, you know, he's in this major golf tournament. It wasn't like a secret photo that somebody got. It's right out there in public, Trump 2024. Let's see, the 1,000th definitive proof consecutively that Trump is running in 2024. He simply hasn't made the proclamation nor the announcement to the Federal Election Commission, and that, for whatever, I mean, there's so many twisted elements to the American election law and to the practice of that law, which is even more twisted, that we cannot even really guess as to why Donald Trump will announce when he announces. He'll probably tell us the day he announces for the presidency. It could be today, it could be tonight, it could be tomorrow, it could be, well, what are some likely times? One marker is the November 8th general election. He might announce after that November 8th election. He might announce after the primaries going on now, some of which occurred yesterday, and we'll talk about those in just a moment. He might take this time after the primaries to make his announcement, or any time in between. He certainly, of course, will. I mean, obviously, he won't announce later than, at least a year and a half, 2 years before, a year and a half before the November 2024 election. That's how long a campaign has to be. So We're getting right up there, folks. Now, switching to the good news, which you must already be aware of, the MAGA Trump-endorsed candidates won bigly. Bigly, they won yesterday. So some of them are, and you might have some knowledge about some of these big wins to help us to add to it. Blake Masters, big winner. Kerry Lake in Arizona, big winner. Tudor Dixon, winning bigly in Michigan. She will be running against the hideous Gretchen Whitmer in the general election in November. Peter Meyer, anti-Trump, never Trumper, who voted to impeach Donald Trump, Republican. Oh, Rhino, excuse me, Rhino, Peter Meyer. He lost big time to John Gibbs, a MAGA candidate. So one of the 10, that knocked off one of the 10 Republican traitors who voted to impeach Donald Trump. Peter Meyer did that. So did Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney, her turn to be knocked out of politics comes on August 16th, when the people of Wyoming will utterly repudiate the execrable daughter of the execrable Dick Cheney, Mr. Yellowcake, Mr. Weapons of Mass Destruction, Mr. Made-up, pretend, mobile nerve gas factories, Dick Cheney, who, along with his buddy George Bush, completely, knowingly lied. Your dad knowingly lied, Liz, to the American people that they needed to send their sons to Iraq to fight your neocon rhino war. All the parents of all those young men who died in Iraq, I wonder how they feel about the Cheney family or the Bush family. Disgusting people. And what, you know, the beautiful thing that happened last night and will continue to happen here through these primaries is that the rhinos are being run out by the MAGAs. And here's the soundtrack to that. The rhinos being run out by the MAGAs. Here it comes. Oh, what did I do to it? Here we go. Oh. Well, let's see here. Amateur hour production values. Of course, you know, maybe since I've been playing this on the air, maybe YouTube, I'm playing this soundtrack off of YouTube. Maybe that was enough to get it deleted. Keep them rhinos moving. Nope. Just rope, throw, and brand them.
My true love will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up. Move 'em on, hit 'em up. Rawhide. Let 'em in.
Let 'em
out.
Turn 'em
out.
Ride
'em in.
Rawhide. Yeah. Crack that whip.
Rawhide.
Yeah. Just rope and throw and brand them. I'm going to use that song. I'll tell you what. That's Rawhide back from like 1959. Clint Eastwood. What's wrong with Clint Eastwood? He made all these great movies. They're right-wing movies. They're patriot movies. The spaghetti westerns, High Plains Drifter. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. He's right there with the Lone Ranger and Gene Autry. That's real America there. Come on, Clint. Cool it with all this woke nonsense. Also, another star we need to hear from who's also done incredible, incredible movies, of course, is Mel Gibson. Come on, Mel. Go for it. You don't need to hide. Just come right out and say it. All right, let me pause that one right there. And let's see, what other good news do we have here to announce? Okay, here's more good news. Right here in my hot little hands. Yes, indeed, here. You can hear the sound. Remember how Rush Limbaugh used to do that? The sound? Wait, I'm making pop on my microphone. Just look. Here you go. Hear me flipping those pages. New book arrived in the mail today. I ordered this on the air here. I ordered while we were talking on this radio show, and I realized what a good book it is. Just sight unseen. I knew this was going to be a good one. Now I'm reading it. I'll finish it tonight. The College Scam by Charlie Kirk. You want this book. If you read books, you buy books, you have a library. You know, if you're like me, you know, you buy a lot of books that are never, you know, aren't going to be of lasting value. I buy them anyway. But you want to buy those books that you will be needing 5 years from now, 10 years from now. You'll be loaning out to people who need to read them. This is one of them. The College Scam by Charlie Kirk. You want to buy this book. And my goodness, I'll read a few passages from it in today's show. Charlie Kirk is the founder and the head of Turning Point USA. You can't overstate how important Turning Point USA is to our cause. How this young man did it, I mean, this is incredible. He's only 28 years old, and he, in the course of, let's see, how long does it take him to do this? It's less than 10 years. I think the idea came to him around 2012. But this is in a very short period of time. He has built an organization with thousands of chapters just overnight on thousands of high schools and colleges. He had 5,000 students at his Student Action Summit in Tampa, what, a week, 2 weeks ago? With Donald Trump addressing those 5,000, screaming, roaring, cheering, patriot young people. This is an amazing organization that he's built. So if you're sending your kids off, or you know somebody who's sending kids off to college, have them look for their Turning Point USA chapter on that college or high school. Charlie Kirk will help them found a chapter. And also be sure, I'm doing it myself. I've got a high schooler who's going to be going off to college. She's already started reading this book, and she said, Dad, it's good. And it's not long either, folks. It is the last numbered page is 280. So that's the right length. That's the right length for a good read. And the on the back cover, okay. Eric Trump is not on the back cover. I'll bet you he likes the book. But his brother, Donald Trump Jr., is. And he says this, which I was just about to say. Don't go to college without reading this book. That's the whole comment from Donald Trump Jr. Okay, how about Senator Rand Paul? I know that for this audience, they few more loved than Senator Rand Paul. He says, The College Scam by Charlie Kirk is a must-have for any parent who cares about their child and for any student who cares about their future. Okay. Doesn't leave you much choice there, does he? An eye-opening book that will make you think twice before you fill out that college application. Yes. That's all the endorsement I need right there. And I go back, I remember Senator Rand Paul when I was a crusader for Ron Paul back in 2007, and at that time, his son appeared at events. he would appear sometimes on the stage and people get to shake his hand and so on. But he I don't think he even knew that he had any political aspirations. His dad was a U.S. congressman. The son was a ophthalmological surgeon, an eye doctor, who set up his practice in Kentucky. But he was raised in Texas, where his dad is based. I think he moved to Kentucky because the beautiful woman he married, I think, was based there in Kentucky. It's just my impression. Here's another endorsement. Get this. We've been celebrating Lauren Boebert. What a giant of a woman. Didn't graduate high school. She got a GED. What does GED stand for? I think it means General Education Diploma. That's the thing you get in lieu of a high school diploma if you didn't graduate from high school. So that was what she got. Never did go to college. Boy, is she smart. And boy, is she well-read. And so here's what she has to say about this book. Charlie Kirk is on a mission to save future generations from the left's indoctrination of our children. Thanks to Charlie's leadership, thousands of young adults are standing up to liberals by unleashing common sense conservative perspectives grounded in the foundational principles of our great nation. Oh, yeah. Listen to that stentorian cadence. Lauren Boebert is a natural speaker. That just rolls off the tongue. Woo. Wow. You can hear Daniel Webster intoning with that paragraph more than a century ago. Gee whiz, 2 centuries ago. How about Dan Bongino, for another of your favorites out there? I know I'm going to hit a home run with somebody here. Donald Trump Jr., Senator Rand Paul, Lauren Boebert. Here's what Dan Bongino has to say. This book is a must read for anyone thinking of sending their kids into the cesspool of colleges. Beautiful, Dan. So there you go. This is a book you want to have. So I'm going to share a little of it with you. And how much does it cost? What did I pay for it? They don't write the price of books on the inside flyleaf the way they used to. Or the inside. No, they don't. I don't remember what I paid for it. I think it was about $25. Hardbound is beautifully bound. And the press, let's see what kind of a... it's nice gold stamping on the spine. And printed by Winning Team Publishing. Nice. That sounds to me like an upstart alternative press. And so here we go. In the college scam, this is what's on the inside of the cover here. Kirk lays out, of course he wrote this himself, lays out a 10-count indictment along with all the evidence of how the college industry has become completely corrupt at student and taxpayer expense. Revealing over 10 troubling realities, Kirk unpacks just how destructive the universities in America have become. Now, this is all the more remarkable when you realize Charlie Kirk is the founder and head of the largest worthwhile student organization in America. So his entire organization is made of students, and they're, of course, attending these universities that he is condemning. Boy, that is an interesting combination, is it not? Here's what he says. Count number one, colleges and universities are running a scam. Count two, a college education is ridiculously overpriced. Count three, universities have become obscenely rich as student and taxpayer expense. 7 more counts to go right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now.
I hope not.
And are the good times really,
really over for good? Okay, we're back, folks. And of course, you know, Merle Haggard, the singer you were just listening to, he answers his own question at the end of his song by saying, no, the good times ain't over for good. And we can save the country. That's exactly what Donald Trump is saying in all of his speeches. And he's being very, he has a similar cadence to what he's saying, similar to Merle Haggard. He lays it out. He lays out how bad it is, Donald Trump does, as Merle does. But he brings you around to the hopeful message that we can beat these bastards. All right, let's go back to somebody who is beating them, Charlie Kirk. We read counts 1, 2, and 3 of his indictment of the American University. And remember, he's writing this for all of the tens of thousands of members of his college organization. All right, so count number four. Colleges do not educate anymore. Now, I can't wait to get to that chapter. Colleges do not educate anymore. Can you imagine what this brilliant man has to say there? Count number five. College ruins the ability to think and reason. I want my son and daughter to have this book before they go into that cauldron. Count number six. College indoctrinates students and represses speech. Count number seven. Colleges and universities breed violence and hate. Count number eight. Colleges and universities have been infiltrated by subversive foreign groups. Count number nine. Colleges and universities have unleashed waves of woke anti-American activists. And count number 10. Many professors are leftist radicals bent on indoctrinating students. Whew. Anything else, Professor Kirk? Anything else you wanted to say about the modern American university? He says, that's my 10-count indictment. I will make the case count by count, then I will submit the case to you for a decision. You are the jury. You will examine the evidence. You will reach a verdict. And I have full confidence in your verdict. Oh, that's a man who's going places, a guy who can think that precisely. Wow. Charlie Kirk. Let's see if I can't get a little, is there a little bio on him? Yeah, here it is. Okay, yeah. Here on the back of the flyleaf, I have Charlie Kirk. Founder and president of Turning Point USA, the largest and fastest growing conservative youth activist organization in the country. Oh my God, I didn't know how big it was. Get this. God. Are you ready? Are you sitting down? I would be quite thrilled to find there was a conservative student organization with 4,000 members. I would be just, that would be wonderful to hear about such a huge, successful thing. Yes, oh no, it's not 4,000, it's with 400,000 student members. 400, oh my goodness. And you know, this is a printed copy that may have been written a few months ago. Who knows what it is now? 450 full and part-time staff. And a presence on over 2,500 high school and college campuses nationwide. Charlie Kirk's social media reaches over 100 million people per month. And Axios has named Charlie as one of the top 10 most engaged handles in the world. That is name or search term. A New York Times and Amazon best-selling author of The MAGA Doctrine, The Only Ideas That Will Win the Future. Charlie is also the host of the Charlie Kirk Show podcast, which was downloaded over 120 million times in the last 12 months, regularly ranks among the top 10 shows on Apple Podcast news charts. As of October 2020, Charlie took his podcast to broadcast nationally, syndicating his show on over 120 radio stations and across the Salem radio network. Folks, I got an update here on that. It's even more powerful now. We'll see you right after the break.
Walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, Rad. consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart.
Who's blessed and who has been cursed? Merle Haggard. Now we've got John Rich now standing in for Merle Haggard with his new song Progress, which you'll hear now and then. You'll hear that on here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm sure John Rich doesn't mind us promulgating his song a little bit. And I got to meet him one time. I've never met Charlie Kirk. Boy, I sure look forward to that. I hope I get a chance to meet Charlie Kirk. Here's what he sounds like. This is Charlie Kirk today, I believe. Talking about, well, listen to him for just a moment. You get a sense of the man. Listen to his voice. 28 years old, this guy is a rocket ship.
In fact, it looked as if the polls were wrong and people were super nervous. We were getting emails flooding in, freedom@charliekirk.com. And we slowed everything down. And I learned a lot last night. And I learned about how people still have understandable PTSD from the 2020 election, where people were like, oh my goodness, not again. And there was a moment where there was this massive pause in the vote dumps. And we were getting tons of emails, nonstop emails. And people said, Charlie, sick to my stomach. They're stealing it again. And by the way, I totally understand the sentiment. I wasn't disagreeing with any of it because I lived through 2020 with you on this program together. However, I looked at the numbers and we looked at the numbers. We live here in Arizona and we went through all of it. And I said, Kerry Lake's going to win. To Blake Masters, it's over. And look, it's a fact-based show. And so I know we have some Karen Taylor Robeson fans in the audience. We have some Kerry Lake fans in the audience. We call it as we see it. And at the time, Kerry Lake was down 40,000 votes. And in fact, some people were super confused. What's going on?
Now, what he's talking about is that as election returns come in, even when they come in honestly, there are wide fluctuations as different. You know, I used to live in California, and you couldn't call in the election until the Orange County Republican, conservative, right-wing, patriot vote came in. Usually came in late, and it really bolstered the right-wing candidates in the state of California. People like Ronald Reagan were elected by Orange County. And so that's what he's talking about there. But this election last night, here's what he's talking about. People were very nervous, understandable, PTSD from 2020. They're going to steal it again. You've heard some of the callers to this show. Oh, they're Kelso. They're going to steal it again. It's going to be rigged. It's, you know, we're toast. But what Charlie Kirk is saying, not necessarily. No, we can fight. We can win. We're smarter than the SOBs we're fighting. We have more guts than those SOBs, and we can beat them. We can do this. Now, others are sending out this message. Steve Bannon, another great radio TV host. These are the people I listen to. I'll tell you what, Tucker Carlson's getting better and better and better. And I'll tell you what, I heard him, I think I saw this show yesterday. And you've got to get good, folks, at surfing around the internet. Charlie Kirk looks like a surfer, actually. Surfing around the internet and find the ones who are speaking the truth. Find the good ones like Tucker Carlson. I canceled my TV. I cut the cable. I don't even have cable TV anymore. I don't need it. I'm able to find Tucker Carlson every day at where do I go? There's a little tip I'm going to give you. If you've got a pencil, you write this down. You're going to get a lot of free TV. You're not going to need cable. USTVGo.tv. That's right. US, that's the URL. The Uniform Resource Locator. US. Okay, let me go look at it, make sure I'm saying it right, because once in a while I type it wrong. Let me just do it here. Let me type it right now to make sure I'm typing. Sometimes I interchange those letters. USTVGo.tv. I'll type it in a matter of less than a second. Bingo, there it is. Less than a second for free. If I were dumb enough to want to watch ABC or Bravo or C-SPAN or CBS or CNN, it's all there. It's all there. Discovery, Disney, that'd be crazy to watch that. I have a niece who actually starred in a Disney movie. Well, things have changed. It's pretty bad. There's the Tennis Channel. But you know, how many channels do I have? 101 channels for free at USTVGo.tv. And one of them, here's the one I watch, Fox News. Now, of course, Fox News has gone to hell in a handcart, but Tucker is still there. And so, for instance, watch this. I'll be listening. I'm going to listen here. You're going to hear Sean Hannity live right now. Just listen for a second. Here he comes.
For example, Republican governors are now leading the way in school reopenings, job growth, business prosperity, working class success, all while Democrats double down on, you know, more climate.
There you go. That was Sean Hannity live for free. I cut the cable and there it is. You heard it. Now, I'm not interested in listening to Sean Hannity because he doesn't get it well enough. I'm sure he's a good guy, but he doesn't get it well enough. He needs to listen to more Tucker Carlson shows. And here's what Tucker Carlson was saying within the last 24 hours. This really, I had to let it sink in. Tucker Carlson was talking about Joe Biden's war in Ukraine, his abdication in Afghanistan, followed by his war in Ukraine, and now deliberate effort, this is what Tucker says, a deliberate effort to start a war in China and Taiwan. And here's what Tucker Carlson is saying. Think about it. This is amazing that this is being said on TV to the largest, I believe he has the largest cable show surpassing Sean Hannity now, going vaulting from number two to number one, I believe. Tucker Carlson is saying with some regularity, Joe Biden and the Democrats are deliberately trying to destroy America. He's not using that as some kind of a hyperbolic figure of speech. Just very, you know, subject, verb, object. The Democrats are deliberately trying to destroy, to eradicate, to demolish, uses all these words, America. Deliberately. Now, that it's such a simple sentence, you could let it go and not, you know, it might not take your breath away, but it should. Tucker Carlson is saying over and over again to Mr. and Mrs. America out there, the people running your country, in all of the agencies, all of the branches, the people who control your country are deliberately trying to eradicate it, us. They're deliberately trying to eradicate you. They're trying to kill your culture, your nation, your heritage, and to actually kill you. They want you to die in World War III over Taiwan. They want you to die and your children over in a World War III with Russia over something in which America has absolutely zero strategic interest, Ukraine. Now, that's an amazing thing. So the point I'm saying here, Tucker Carlson gets it at a very deep level in a way that Sean Hannity doesn't. That hasn't hit Sean Hannity yet, how deep the treason is and how dark the hour is. Sean Hannity hasn't quite got that. You can hear it in his voice here. Let's see if he's, well, he's not talking right now. But, you've watched him, you know, bragging about his black belt karate skills and how, you know, let me at him. We'll punch those guys out. He's got that all wrong. He jumps into bed with the warmongering neocon rhinos. I don't think he even realizes it's happening. Not Tucker Carlson. He does not do that. Not Donald Trump. That's what's so beautiful about the Trump phenomenon. Donald Trump gets it. He is the peace president. Remember, he didn't start any war, didn't come close to starting any war. He worked very hard on ending wars. And he did. He did end a couple wars. And never starting any new ones. And understanding how to avert war as a calamity for America. War is a calamity for America. We do not, wars are disastrous for us. Dictators do fine. Stalin did fine with the war. Lenin was fine with war. Mao loved war. What did Lenin say? Power comes from the mouth of a barrel or the barrel of a rifle. That Mao worshipped war. Castro, Hitler had to be in war. Hitler knew that if he, Germany was at peace in 1939. Absolutely at peace. A secure, safe, wonderful country that had made it a miraculous recovery from the catastrophe of World War I. The worst possible thing you could do in Germany on September 1st, 1939, and of course he had started earlier than that, but that was certainly a point of no return, start a world war. Invade Poland with no pretext, no, no, I mean, no, no casus belli at all. And then that is a prelude to invading the most insane war launched ever, attacking Stalin in Russia, inflicting the worst catastrophe in the history of the white race by any measure. How many white people died? How much white civilization was destroyed? How many cathedrals were bombed into rubble? How many priceless treasures of art were destroyed? How many people went insane? How many people lost their children? How much of everything was broken that didn't need to be? There was no need for World War II, none whatsoever. But for Hitler to maintain his power, the absolute power of a dictator, he couldn't have peace. He had to go for war. He couldn't have, and once he got it going, he couldn't pull back. He couldn't stop. He had to keep going. All or nothing. I'm gonna keep this war going until every German has to die, that's fine. And you'll notice at the end of the war, that's what he was saying. He was saying the German people are not worthy of my program. They should die. And he was giving orders to German generals to destroy factories, to destroy anything and everything. Scorched earth, destruction of Germany. And fortunately, German generals and people in power who were not as insane as Hitler disobeyed those orders. And then when the war ended, notice the German people, the greatness of the German people sprang forth immediately. And within just a couple of years here in America, I remember as a little boy, I was buying the best model cars, the best wind-up little cars were Schuko cars made in, and they would say not Germany, made in West Germany. Those Schuko cars, the Germans were making these beautiful things, beautiful watches, beautiful, for me, little wind-up cars from the hobby shop. Their civilization sprang right back in peace. Peace. That's what Charles Lindbergh, I don't have the quote. I used to have it memorized, but my hero, my American hero, is Charles A. Lindbergh. And like Trump, and remember this, folks, it's the America First movement. Where did that term America First come from? Who was the principal spokesman? I mean, he was the alpha and omega of the America First movement. That's right, Charles Lindbergh. And what was he trying to do? He was trying to avert war in Europe. He knew it was insane for white peoples of Europe to be fighting with each other. And he did everything he could to avert that war, to keep America out of that war, to stop the war. Stop it. Exactly what's needed in Ukraine right now. Stop it, damn it. Stop the war. Stop this clown, Zelensky. And fortunately, it appears some of the wheels are coming off for Zelensky. People are starting to realize that Zelensky, like Hitler, is happy to fight. He'll fight till the last Ukrainian is dead. For what? What's the battle over? Russia merely wants to protect Russians who live at the eastern region of Ukraine. They're Russians. They speak Russian. Their ancestors are Russian. They want to be not part of Zelensky's insane Ukrainian Azov battalions. They want to be connected to Mother Russia. Is that so bad? Sounds pretty good to me. They want to preserve their culture. They don't want Zelensky to prohibit the speaking of Russian, to not let their children read Russian books. They don't want to be murdered by the Azov battalion Nazi fanatics. 14,000 of them were by the time that Putin, very late, started in 2014. Putin did nothing until this year. Finally driven, and what's the saying I've cited here? Kick the dog till he barks. Kick the dog till he barks. If you kick Putin and kick the Russian people long enough and hard enough, at some point they'll say, all right, charge. All right, cross the border. All right, we're in a fight. We're going to fight, and we're going to win. That's what they do. They fight to win, and they will. But everybody loses in a war. It didn't need to happen. And Trump is the one who has it right. Trump, the missing man. If Trump had been on the scene, it would never have broken out. The war would never have occurred. Donald Trump would have forced the Ukrainians to negotiate with the Russians and with the Russian Ukrainians, the Russians in Ukraine. He would have compelled a negotiation where this would all be, I mean, the art of the deal. Yes, he'd say, you guys sit down. Don't come out until you've got a peaceful deal. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
When I was a little boy. Yes. And when Donald Trump was a little boy. We had a lot more wholesome stuff to watch, but I don't want to discourage you with that. Now, listen, I told you about this website, ustvgo.tv, and let me show you how useful it is. Once in a while, it's helpful. Go listen to CNN or MSNBC. I just tuned in right here to MSNBC, and during the break there, I was hearing them complaining and whining. Listen, folks, last night was a catastrophe from them, and you can tell from their reaction. Listen to them. This is... I think his name is Ali Velshi. I'm not sure. That's the name that comes to my mind. Ali Velshi, the guy with no hair on his head, looks like an egg or something. Here he's got a guest on there from Michigan, and they're belly aching about their catastrophe of yesterday's election.
Kansas yesterday. I was actually thinking about Michigan. Voters in Michigan might get the chance to cast ballots to change Michigan's constitution in November and codify the right to abortion. It's the opposite situation of Kansas, right? The default position in Kansas was that abortions were protected. The default position post Roe in Michigan is that they're not protected by your state constitution. They're protected by your attorney general and the district attorneys who will not prosecute them. So tell me about how this goes. The Michigan effort to protect abortion has got the signatures it needs for the ballot initiative to be validated.
Well, you missed the good part. The woman he's interviewing was going on and on, and she revealed some interesting things. She said, we're losing a lot of people. We, the left, the communists, people are getting discouraged, and they're leaving, she said, the field. They're giving up. And then she said, offered her excuse. She said, because they're afraid of the threats and the harassment coming from you. Yes, you out there, you patriots, you're threatening and harassing the communists. No, you're not. But this is the lie they spread. And you're also spreading lies that election was stolen. The election was stolen? Okay, wait a minute. My production values, hang on just a second, wait for me. I kind of missed the dramatic beat there. But, come on, here we go. All right, now, forget about that little pause. Okay, now I have to, let me get myself organized here. I'm not going to have time to get myself organized. But anyway, I was going to play you Greta Thunberg. How dare you? I'll have to be my own impersonator. How dare you? How dare you? I should be in school across the ocean. But I'm one of the lucky ones. How dare you? People are dying. People are suffering. But that's what they're saying over on CNN, right? They sound like a bunch of Greta Thunbergs. And so it's fun to realize, listen into the enemy camp once in a while. And you can do that at USTV Go.tv. You can listen to any of these left-wingers without having to pay your cable bill, without having to feel guilty that you're financing them. Cut the cable. I highly recommend you can do it. I have the highest speed, fantastic internet. A lot of people don't realize this. You're getting two services from your cable company. You're getting internet and you're getting cable TV. You can cut the cable TV. Keep the internet so that you can listen to republicbroadcasting.org. There you go. It's easy to do. I'll talk more about it. Call in on a future show and I'll tell you how I've found ways to do it all over the internet. See you tomorrow night. We're approaching the Trump, big Trump event coming up on Friday. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Let's talk vaccine mandates, shall we? I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Dr. Birx has admitted something that many of us were shunned and censored for saying just a few months ago. The COVID vaccine was never going to stop the transmission of the virus. With Biden and other high-profile people getting jabbed and still getting COVID, then getting COVID again, the stop the spread argument should be entirely off the table. The mRNA jab may very well keep you from getting deathly sick. And if that's true, that makes it more akin to a tetanus shot. It keeps you from getting a potentially deadly infection, but it doesn't protect anyone else at all. When was the last time an employer required you to get a tetanus shot or be fired? Please demand transparency from Congress by demanding a vote on H.R. 46. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/H.R. 46 for more information. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.